Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mlio Gavaza, and for today, we get into a conversation I'm just going to call it consumer electronics. I'm going to call it smartphones. I'm going to call it, computing and the others. We are joined by the team from iStore, and we're going to maybe understand, what the strategy is in 25. And maybe also get an understanding of where things lie. Apple just released a new iPhone 16e, and right now that's where we are in March 2025. But a few months back in September, they would have launched the 16 range. So we're in the iPhone 16 era right now. And we're just going to get an understanding what's happening on the iPhone side, on the Mac side, just to get a sense of, how iStore is doing things. So to help us make sense of it all, we are joined by Linda Chandler-Mest, who is the Chief Commercial Officer for iStore, to get a sense of what's going on. Linda, greetings to you.
Greetings to you as well.
Okay, let's start with iStore, right? Most of us know iStore when we walk into a shopping center. We know that it's the place that sells the iPhones and the Mac and the Apple products. But maybe you could give us a sense of what you're looking after specifically. We had one of your counterparts from iStore Business on the platform sometime last year. So we've been exploring different parts of the business, and I understand that there's a whole distribution business as well that's separate, I guess. So maybe you could give us a fuller picture. What are you looking after? And when we are talking to you, which part of iStore are we talking to?
So you are talking to the retail store part, if I can call it that. So as you mentioned, we've got 40 stores across South Africa, so consumers will know us as the iStore brand. Yeah. And we are the only Apple premium partner in South Africa as well. And our reason for being is really to just be a home of everything Apple for Apple customers out there. So we look after the stores, the online environment, the online store, but it's really about just providing consumers and small businesses a place where they can come to either purchase Apple product, find out more about their Apple product, get help and support for their Apple product. So that's what we're about as iStore. And as I mentioned, it's the part of the retail business that services the consumer and the small business.
So when you, because you're the only, premium partner in South Africa, do you have competitors in the country?
Of course, you've got competitors. Apple product is available in lots of other spaces as well. We're certainly not the only place where you can come and buy an Apple product. There's lots of other consumer electronic stores that sell Apple. The telcos sell Apple. But, we are the home of Apple. And we say that quite confidently, because what we've built up over the last almost 20 years is a place where you can get the best support. You can get the best range, the widest range of Apple product, but also the widest range of ways to pay for that Apple product, and even do your cellular contract in our environment if you want to get a new iPhone on a Vodacom or an MTN or a Telkom contract. So we've really positioned ourselves to bring all of those things under one roof. And that does make us quite different to the competitors. Yes, you can buy Apple products from everywhere, but you can't get all of that under one roof as you can in an iStore.
Okay. One of the things that's always been interesting to me, I've been to different parts of the world, Asia, the Middle East, parts of North America. And when you go to places that sell Apple products, Apple stores look like iStores. iStores look like Apple stores. Is that deliberate? Is that part of the nature of, being a premium partner, that you sort of have to take direction, from what's going on? Because I think sometimes people have that notion in their heads that iStore is Apple. I don't know if what I'm saying.
Yes, spot on. And you've hit the nail on the head there. That is what being an Apple premium partner is all about. That is a worldwide program. It's not just something here in South Africa. And that's quite important, that from that perspective, you do get the same experience, the same retail environment. As you say, you're clearly a very well-traveled man, lucky you,
yeah.
You know, as you get worldwide, because there are also other Apple Premium partners worldwide. So it is unique in that sense, that you do get that experience. And we also pride ourselves in making sure that we give that customer experience that anybody would expect from an Apple environment to Apple customers in South Africa.
All right. I think it makes sense, you know, from that point of view, just from a let's just call it uniformity.
Yes.
From a uniformity point of view, it makes sense, yes, that Apple would also try to make sure that customers are getting, I guess, a similar experience wherever you are in the world. You must be able, where you're going to get your Apple product.
100%.
Yeah.
It is. It's very much the case. We've applied a local layer to that, which is equally as important for us, because we also recognize that as much as there is this experience that's important from an Apple perspective, South Africans do need different things. And South Africa is a unique place. So together with that, we've also developed a lot locally, especially around things like our trade-in program, products like iCare, which you won't find anywhere else in the world. I mean, you'll get trade-in in other parts of the world, but you won't get the values that you get, for example, in South Africa, anywhere else in the world. So there's a lot that we've added to it to make sure that for South Africans, it makes the experience even better. And it's stuff that we, you know, listen to the local market a lot to go, maybe we need to add this or do that slightly differently. So that's a layer that we've added locally that you won't necessarily find in other parts of the world.
I definitely want to touch, you know, a little bit more on that particular aspect, the localization. Mm-hmm. But before we get there, maybe the things that are common around the world is the fact that we often see these huge Apple, you know, product announcements that will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that tends to happen for those of us, you know, I don't watch soccer, but my wife knows that when it's an Apple keynote, I am there. Right? Usually at the end of the keynotes, they will give a list of countries of where whatever product they've just announced is going to go out first.
Mm-hmm.
And then everywhere else, it's almost like, you know, you wait to see what your local, you know, store is saying. But South Africa has almost had the fortune over the last couple of years to get, you know, some of the latest and greatest on the same day that they're available in other parts of the world.
Absolutely.
Most recently, of course, is iPhone 16e, the same day that it's releasing in the United States and other parts of the world, is the same day that is being released in South Africa. People can go straight to the iStore and buy that same product at the same time. What's happening to make that happen? Whatever you can share, you know, to let us know, to peer behind the curtain.
Well, listen, I would love to be able to give you that layer of insight. Unfortunately, you know, we're not always privy to that. But
yeah.
But what I can say is that, you know, South Africa as a market has grown a lot over the years, and I mentioned, you know, when you and I met earlier in the week, that iStore actually had a record iPhone quarter last quarter. And that just shows you the big momentum that is certainly we're seeing behind products like iPhone in our business. And I think that's probably, in my opinion, contributed to that. But South Africa is a big market. And when international companies launch products, it's obviously, you know, to look at the big markets. And I think it's fantastic that Apple have now put South Africa in the same bucket, as yeah. you say, that the countries who get it on launch day. I think as for us as a country, that's something that, you know, we find phenomenal, and it's actually cool because we get the product technically before the US, if you think about it, right? Because they're still sleeping
yeah.
by the time that, you know, we unbox the iPhones when our stores open at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning. And actually with the iPhone 16 launch in September last year, it was the first time ever that iPhone launched on exactly the same day as the US and other major markets. And then obviously that's now been repeated with 16E. So it's really good. I think the more important thing is, I would perhaps say not so much the what's behind the curtain, but the fact of what does that mean for the South African consumer? Because a lot of times, you know, a lot of people who love Apple product, but people who also want to get their hands on technology first, had to wait or perhaps have a friend that traveled overseas to go, you know, can you get me the product? And the fact that South Africa is now launching on the same day, it means that that doesn't need to happen anymore. We can get our hands on products as soon as it's out there in the market. And that's really exciting. And I think I'm hoping it remains. You know, I won't be able to promise you that it will. As I say, unfortunately, we don't have those insights, but we certainly hope it remains. And I think it's been really, really fantastic for the market and for South Africans as a whole to be able to get their hands on product first.
I want to touch on something that you said. It's something that you guys also said last week as well, around the fact that this has been a record quarter for, you know, iPhone sales in South Africa. Maybe you could contextualize for us. We are a business platform, so people would be interested to know whatever you obviously, we understand have your commercial agreements, but what you can share about that.
Yeah, and to be clear, I won't necessarily know about the position in South Africa. I can only say about in iStore. Yeah. So it's been a record quarter of iPhone sales in iStore. And that is within our business. And in from our side, there's a lot that's contributed to that. We have seen our trade-in program drive massive momentum behind growth in iPhone in our business. And it's quite clear why. It's something that's really enabled people to get their hands on the latest devices a lot sooner. It's some people usually would wait 2 years or 3 years, sometimes 4 years to upgrade their iPhone, because it comes at a price. With our trade-in program, we've now seen customers coming every year to upgrade their phone because our trade-in values are so high and so aggressive. It's allowing people to upgrade for a lot less than what they thought they would be able to do, even after 2 or 3 years. So that's been a massive driver behind, you know, the strength and the growth in our iPhone business. And also the fact that we are in more locations than ever before. Again, that also obviously helps. Yeah. So there's a couple of things on our side that's contributed to that. The range is also really good. You know, we have a range of iPhone now. People often see the new product, the iPhone 16. It's absolutely fantastic. And we've really seen great success in our business around the launch of iPhone 16. But at the same time, we've also seen something like iPhone 13, that it's brilliantly priced in the market from a brand new perspective. It's 10999. And that's also bringing a whole new layer of Apple customers into our stores. And we really try and do that. We try and make sure that we have a wide offering, a full range of phone that's not necessarily just about the latest and greatest, yeah, but it's also about, you know, providing a deeper range. And that's also contributed to our sales success in the last couple of quarters. And you're obviously, you know, the new products are phenomenal. And a large part of that's Apple Intelligence. So we're just seeing more and more customers going, Apple Intelligence is unbelievable. And it's really changing the way people use their phones. It's changing the way people work. And we have customers who've got iPads and Macs starting to use Apple Intelligence and going, actually, I really want my phone to be able to do this as well. So we've actually seen Apple Intelligence also be a big reason behind, you know, driving the iPhone success, certainly in our environment. And we're hoping that continues. It really is unlocking a whole new way people use their phones, and also a really good reason for people to get iPhone 16 is Apple Intelligence.
You know what? I will, from a full disclosure point of view, I can admit that I am an Apple user, and I come from an Apple household.
Yeah.
Right. You know, between my wife and I, there's a lot of Apple that's happening in our lives. However, I don't think we are, I don't know whether our profile is typical when it comes to buying behavior, because we tend to keep our phones for a little bit of time. I have a 14 Pro Max. Before that, I had a 6 Plus, right? Sort of shows you just, how much time I had. A lot of it just because it took a long time for me to accept that the headphone jack was gone from the iPhone. And then the other one is simply because at least Apple is able to support from a software point of view devices for a long time. My wife has a 16 now. Before that, she had a 12. So it also almost shows you we're keeping our phones for a while. Maybe you could give us some insight into that buying behavior, right? How strong is that demand? Like, when it comes to people making sure that they've got the latest one, that they've got the new one, right? What are those buying patterns like from what you guys are seeing?
Well, listen, every customer is going to be different. Yeah. And I think what we try and do is go, regardless of what type of customer you are, there is a way for you to either own the latest iPhone or own a version of iPhone that, you know, is good enough for you. We are definitely seeing good momentum behind devices with Apple Intelligence. And it does make sense because what Apple has done with Apple Intelligence is to just take it to a very different place than any other AI out there. So it's perhaps now, I don't want to say bucking the trend a little bit, but there is a real impetus to upgrade. And it's important because it's on-device AI. So you do need those very special Apple A18 chips or in the Macs, the M chips in order to enable this really, really powerful technology. And it's also really important that it is on-device from a privacy perspective. So we are seeing that a lot. And then obviously we still see a lot of the typical people taking out a cellular contract. When your contract expires, you know, you do your upgrade. What we're experiencing is that is perhaps changing. And that is changing largely because of trade-in. And the reason I say that, so let's take your iPhone 14 Pro Max, right? Now, I don't know exactly what gigabyte specification everything is, but iPhone 14 Pro Max at the moment, we're giving up to 22,000 Rand if you trade it in. So customers are looking at that and going, okay, well, the new iPhone Pro, for example, 16 Pro starts at about 25,000 Rand. So, okay, that's a very small differential. 3,000 Rand, 5,000 Rand for me to go to a brand new phone that's got this brand new chip that enables Apple Intelligence versus taking out a cellular contract that I'm going to pay quite a large amount of money per month on the cellular contract. So we're seeing more and more people going SIM only. So let me find the package that's right for me and the right value in terms of data. And then by leveraging trade-in and our extremely enhanced trade-in values, you can upgrade still on your 2-year cycle or 3 years as you would have with a traditional contract. But it's so much more cost effective to do it this way. So we are seeing more and more customers actually going, you know what? I'm changing from this traditional way of buying a phone. If you think about South Africa, that was how we all used to buy phones. You know, you would do the cellular contract. That's a big change that we're seeing. And it's something that's much better for the consumer. It's much better for your pocket. And it's also one of the reasons why we keep on investing so heavily in making sure that these trading values are so enhanced. Because we know, like, we always want people to, if they want to, have access to the latest and greatest phone in the most affordable way.
And if we go deeper on the trade-in, right, are you seeing more action on the, you know, on the lower end? Because you guys do, usually when Apple brings out, over the last couple of generations, you've got 4 phones, right? You've got, in the current range, 16, 16 Plus, 16 Pro, 16 Pro Max. 16E is a new paradigm that we're dealing with now, but you've typically got the 4 and they'll be across the different price ranges. So do you see a lot of trading activity for people that are on the Pro Max side of the spectrum, or do you see it uniformly across, or is there more action on the
It's quite uniform because it's going to depend on what you want in a phone. So, you know, if you come from an iPhone 13, the iPhone 16E even is an amazing upgrade. So it all depends on what you want as a customer from an upgrade perspective, what's important for you in a phone. If you are somebody that's more of a, I don't want to say a pro user, but somebody that's really, really, really into photography, then you're probably going to go for the Pro or the Pro Max because you want to have the most amazing camera system in a smartphone. But you'll typically also find that that customer comes from an iPhone 13 Pro Max or an iPhone 14 Pro Max because camera has always been really, really important. So it just depends. We see it quite evenly depending on what the customer has, what you want to upgrade to. But we also see people jumping to different models.
Yeah.
The new phones are phenomenal. So we're seeing pro customers that you would think, oh, they'll upgrade to a 16 Pro, actually just upgrading to a 16 Plus. Because the 16 Plus is a phenomenal phone and the camera is really amazing. It's got the latest chipset. It's got Apple Intelligence. So it all depends. We see it across the board. And we're kind of there to enable it either way, depending on what the customer wants to do.
Now, it makes sense. And the natural thing that someone would ask from, you know, all the trade-ins is, if I come and I trade in my 13, my 14, what's happening to that device? Is that the stock that ends up in the pre-owned, you know, iStore, or is it going somewhere else? Like, what's happening there?
So we are quite passionate about getting iPhone to as many South Africans as possible. And we also recognize that not everybody can afford the latest and greatest iPhone 16 Pro Max. So yeah, you kind of alluded to it. We run a circular economy. So your iPhone 14 Pro Max, you see where I'm going with this, that you're going to be trading. You know, if we take that phone, we put it through rigorous quality control and check. We make sure that if there's anything that needs to be fixed, which in a lot of cases it doesn't need to be because Apple devices just last. And you said it, like you're hanging onto your device for long. Your wife's hanging onto her device for long. They do last extremely well and they're built really well. So we'll take those phones and we will apply a brand new 2-year warranty to that phone. And yes, we then do resell that in our pre-owned environments. The good thing about us doing that is that a customer that does want an affordable iPhone, that does want to get into the Apple ecosystem, there's now a phone for them to buy that enables that. They have peace of mind because there's a full 2-year warranty on that phone. They have peace of mind because we've checked that everything about that phone is genuine Apple parts, because that's always your risk. If you want to go buy a secondhand iPhone or Facebook Marketplace or any of these other, you don't know if that person has repaired that phone, disclosed anything. It's a scam. So we take all of that off the table and we then make sure that those phones do, you know, get resold to customers who can only afford perhaps a 10,000 Rand phone or a 6,000 Rand phone. And by that way, we are getting Apple product to more and more South Africans. And that's an important thing, right? People need the latest and greatest technology in order to do their best work. So yeah, we do exactly that.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And the other one was, I just thought about it as you were talking, is the 40 stores that you guys have, does that also include the pre-owned locations?
It does. So we have dedicated pre-owned locations that is included in the total of the 40 stores, yeah.
All right. One of the things I'm most curious about is, in the age of e-commerce, are people comfortable, I guess people, how comfortable are people buying a new iPhone or a new Mac sight unseen?
Surprisingly comfortable. I often think maybe it's a generational thing because I am, you know, I think we're all different. Yeah, we have a thriving e-commerce business. And, you know, it's also not everybody lives in major cities. And we've certainly gone on a journey to make sure we can get iStore into a lot more of the, I would call it, smaller cities in South Africa, or even some towns, if you want to call it that. But that's always going to be limiting. So you've got a large amount of people across this country that can't get to a physical location. So we obviously see our online stores servicing a lot of that. But to be honest, in the major metros is where we really see big momentum behind our online environment. So, and it's also because how we've enabled it. We have made sure that our omni-channel offering, is one of the best in the market. And why I say that is, if you go onto iStore online today, you can actually get your product within an hour in major cities.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
So we do that in the major cities. It's kind of like Checkers 6060 for your iPhone, right? And not just your phone, your accessories. You know, it's interesting. We find lots of use cases where customers go, I'm flying this evening. My AirPods aren't working and they just need AirPods within an hour. We have had cases where people go for meetings and they forgot their charger. And they just quickly need to get a charge, but they don't have time to go to a store. So the fact that we guarantee it within that hour is a big game changer for customers. We also, and then we obviously have same day, broader even across the country. And we have a scheduled delivery service as well. That's quite an interesting one because a lot of people don't offer that. But we've found for our customers, you work hybrid. I'm going to be in the office a Monday, a Wednesday, a Friday. Right. I want my product delivered to the office because I don't have anybody at home to get the product. So it's like quite important for people to say, I want to guarantee that I can schedule it to be delivered on Friday.
Okay.
So we do fully scheduled deliveries as well. And customers have really responded well to that as well. So, and then our click and collect is instant. And I mean instant. It's not like you click and collect and it says, we will let you know, or you can go and collect it in the store next day. If you do a click and collect on our website, you can actually be standing in our store and the guys will go and fetch it for you. And that's the reason we do that as well is, again, you have lots of people that they're quickly running through a shopping mall and they know exactly what they want. They just want to pop in, pick it up and move out. You've already paid. So we've really enhanced this offering to make sure that it's super convenient for customers. It allows them all these different options to purchase. And we've really seen our online environment thrive because of it. And click and collect is an interesting one because it's a very nice little hybrid for that customer. You know, you kind of alluded to it, that might not have that absolute sense of comfort.
Yes.
To just buy it online and it's going to show up at my house, because you still have a human interaction. And as much as you've bought and paid for the product, you're still getting it from a person. It's going into your hands. And we often also find customers going, I almost want to book my iPhone, if that makes sense. I'll pay for that, but I want to browse for my cases and covers in the store. So it's like quite convenient to know you're going to go to the mall on Saturday. Your phone will be there for you.
Yeah.
It's been paid for. You just want to pick out your case or your cover. So there's a really good mix of that that we see in our environment. And I think we can quite confidently say it's one of the best omnichannel offerings in the consumer electronics space in South Africa.
Yeah, because it is an interesting one. When you look at some of the buying trends and some of the research that's out there, one of the more interesting trends is that some people literally go to the store just to touch and feel something, but they will not buy it there. They just want to touch and feel it so that they can go and buy it online, which I find very interesting. But
and we love that,
right?
We love that because we also encourage that. Our stores are there for you to come and browse and come and explore. And we've got every single one of the devices out for people to see and touch and feel. And yeah, you're right. Some people want to then go think about it. And then at least they have a way to really easy and simply buy online now that they know what they want. So it's about being able to offer the customer their choice of buying. And we are really focused on making sure we can do that in an excellent way.
We've spent a lot of time talking about iPhones, but Apple is a company that manufactures a lot of different products, AirPods, iPads, iPods, no longer iPods. That's not a thing anymore. Apple TVs, a range of, you know, different accessories and the like. What else is selling in South Africa? What else is big in South Africa? We've obviously had the record quarter when it comes to iPhone, but outside of iPhone, what are South Africans buying from Apple?
So people love their Macs. So do I. As you can expect, Mac, iPad, Apple Watch, AirPods, these are all products that South Africans love. And these are all products that we've again seen great momentum behind. I mean, the Mac lineup is now stronger than ever. M processor that chips that Apple have developed are absolutely phenomenal. And the fact that these machines are powerhouses in the skinniest of bodies has really taken Mac to a new level. Again, Apple Intelligence being available on Mac, we've seen the same. And the same with iPad. I mean, iPad remains an absolutely phenomenal product. And we see so many use cases of iPad in schools. It's the ultimate digital education tool. And parents also really love it because it lasts and it's durable. And you know that you're empowering your child, not only just with a good piece of technology, but a responsible piece of technology. And you only, again, get that because Apple have made the hardware and software. The parental controls that are available on something like iPad is unreal. And that control that you can have to know that you're putting a piece of technology in your child's hand that is responsibly used and that you can make sure, you know, that they're not going to websites that they shouldn't be going to. They're not watching things on YouTube that they shouldn't be watching. They're not downloading apps that, you know, they shouldn't be downloading. These are all really, really powerful things. I mean, I know as a mom, for me, I cannot fathom putting any other piece of technology than an Apple product in my child's hands. Because it is a really terrifying world out there when it comes to what children get exposed to on these digital tools. So that's the sort of thing that's also, you know, iPad remains a very, very strong product. And that's just one of the reasons why. And then, of course, also Apple Watch. You know, the Apple Watch Ultra has brought a whole new range of customer to Apple Watch because of its durability. And from people who dive to people who climb mountains, this watch is a phenomenal, phenomenal thing. So, yeah, I mean, all of that. And, oh, gosh, let's not forget about AirPods. I mean, the new technology built into AirPods to help with hearing, to help as a hearing aid, as a hearing assist. And that's besides from it just being a phenomenal piece of audio headphone. So there is so much in the Apple range and there's so much that we can see our customers just love and it's going from strength to strength. And it's one of the amazing things of this brand and being able to sell these products is they really are just made with the consumer in mind and phenomenal technology that at its core is still simple to use. And we just see people gravitate towards that.
And what about the more specialist products? I will tell you that on my wish list of Apple products is the Pro Display XDR, right? Ridiculous. Ridiculous piece of technology at a ridiculous price, but it's still something that's big on my wish list. How is demand for some of those products? Because even in places like the States and Europe, Apple knows that they're not selling a lot of these things. But I'm just curious about South Africa.
It's a niche product, so it will have a niche market. But it's a niche product that is absolutely excellent for that niche market. So you will find for that pro user use case, that's who buys it. It's never going to be a mainstream product, but it wasn't built to be one. So we don't really judge it by that, if that makes sense. It's a proper niche product and it does that job really well.
All right. Before we let you go, I think you had mentioned the fact that one of the things that makes iStore unique, you know, to other premium partners around the world is all the different things you guys have done for localization. We've touched on a couple of them. That trading program, that's a big one that we spent time talking about. Going into some of the more secondary, you know, cities and towns. Some of the delivery options that are there, you know, some of the pre-owned, anything else? Yeah, the pre-owned offering that's there. And then I guess some of the e-commerce, you know, that's there. Anything else that you want to call out?
I think the one other thing I would call out is iCare Plus. Okay, so that is also a product unique to iStore. So with every new iPhone that you buy at iStore, even if you take out a cellular contract at iStore, you get free iCare Plus. Yeah. And what iCare Plus does is it actually extends the warranty on your iPhone for another year. So it's a full 2-year warranty. And it also gives you a screen repair instance. So if you do smash your phone, it can be repaired. And those, you know, screen repairs are expensive. So it covers you for that eventuality. So that is a product that is unique to iStore. As I say, you get it free with every single iPhone you buy at iStore. And we've just recently also launched iCare for Small Business. Okay. That's on Mac. And that is now a product that we offer. If you are buying a Mac for your small business, you now also get included free iCare for small business. And what that does is it extends the Mac warranty for your business to 3 years. And it's got a tier one technical support service that comes with that Mac. So that is instant support. You just dial a number, send us a chat, send us an email, and within an hour, you will have one of our top trained technicians on call to help you with any technical issue, any support issue that you may have with your Mac in your business, even if it means you can't get your printer set up. Like, we don't discriminate. It's anything you may need support with. So that comes free now with every Mac that you buy for your small business. So it's iCare for small business that we offer there, and then iCare Plus that we do on phone. But then we also have a broad range of iCare that you can purchase with any product. And we've tried to make that really, really affordable as well. So for example, on iPad, same thing. We've got a full iCare product with breakage protection that we sell for just under 700 Rand. Again, parents love that one.
Is that once off?
It's once off, but there's a subscription available as well now. So again, depending on how you want to buy, you can either pay monthly or you pay once off. So we've got iCare available across all our range of products, either as a subscription, that's a slightly different product, or upfront. So that's something that we also offer. And then perhaps the last thing to call out is our insurance offering. So it's iStore Insure, and we've really worked to make sure that we can have one of the most aggressive pricing rates out there. And it's really important for us to be able to make sure that people can insure their iPhones at a good price. We also offer iStore Insure in all our stores, on all our product, not just phone, but also on Mac and on iPad.
What am I getting for the insure? As in, what is it? Breakage,
it's
protection,
everything.
Is it stolen?
That's a good question. It's comprehensive insurance. So it's theft, breakage, it's everything. So it's fully, fully, fully comprehensive insurance. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Yeah. So that's how we end off today's discussion. It has been a great one, you know, just, talking about what's going on in the world of iStore, just understanding what's happening in the world of Apple, in South Africa, and getting a sense of what's popular, not popular, what's also happening in the world of iPhone. I think that's where we spent the majority of today's conversations, talking about the strategy from that point of view, how iStore has been able to adapt Apple's plan globally, but be able to take it down and then maybe localize a number of different elements. We spoke about the trade-in program, and that is helping to push sales of some of the newer models as and when they come out, but being used as a pipeline for some of the pre-owned offerings that are there. And iStore coming up with the circular model where you can get literally an iPhone at various price points and at various ages as well. Something that's new, or something that's, I think I've seen the word pre-loved, that's out there in the world. Also talking quite a bit about the retail experience, the fact that we are living in 2025. These are the new years. There's a new generation that is able to buy a new device sight unseen, but at the same time, people do still enjoy just going into those retail locations, experiencing the products, being able to ask questions, talk to technicians, etc. And also having that hybrid where a person can literally do a click and collect, and also understanding where they fall in the competitive landscape, to say that, yes, you can buy Apple products, anywhere, depending on what retailer you go to. But if you want that full Apple experience, this is how they've decided to differentiate themselves. 20-year type of, business operation and relationship that's been there. And over time, South Africa has grown as an important market for Apple. And we now see it manifesting with South Africa getting at least over the last two, sets of iPhone announcements, getting those phones on exactly the same day that they're getting in the other parts of the world, as a testament to how important the market is. Also interesting to understand the fact that people, despite what people say about the economy, right, Apple products, which are seen as pricey in many respects, they're moving, right? And I think it also speaks to, we've had a couple of conversations with some of the other OEMs, and we are seeing that. And perhaps that's one thing I forgot to ask earlier on. Are people going and just swiping, you know, a big amount just to, or are people financing their phones? We spoke quite a bit about trade, but
we see a variety, but you hit the nail on the head, trade-in. It is such a big enabler for people to be able to buy these phones. And you know, people still do these cellular contracts. And the good thing is, even if you do, because the cellular contract is also a way to fund the phone, if you think about it. So for customers that can't trade in and still pay a bulk amount, they might want to do their contract. The good thing is, even at iStore, if you do your cellular contract at iStore, besides from getting iCare, you can still trade in. What we then do is, say again, we use the example of your iPhone 14 Pro Max, that 20,000-odd, we then pay as cash straight into your account. So you then get that as cash back. So you can still continue with your cellular contract. You'll still get that maximum trade-in value paid to you as cash immediately within a day into your account. So we see trade-in allowing people to spend less on the swipe, if that makes sense. We do also have a couple of other payment options in our store that more and more people are accessing. We have the F&B credit card plan, which allows you to put the phone on a budget plan facility at preferential rates with F&B if you're an F&B customer. We have options like MobiCred, Float, you know, some of the buy now, pay later options. So we have a variety of ways in which customers can fund a phone, make it more affordable, or just use something like trade-in to make it more affordable. And yes, obviously you do get customers that just buy it cash. But that's it for us, right? We want to be able to make sure no matter how you want to buy the phone, it's enabled for you somehow in our environment.
All right. So that's it. Getting a little bit of insight behind the curtains of iStore in South Africa. We're talking to Linda Feather-Nest, who is the Chief Commercial Officer for iStore in South Africa. Linda, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it and thoroughly enjoyed our conversation.
And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter with hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is a good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.